It's an honor to be here today. What a beautiful day. I apologize for my sunglasses. It's a little bright out here. And I won't keep you long because I see that a couple of you guys are a little red, sweating. I get it. So again, it's an honor to be here to speak with you all of what a wonderful addition GDS has here. I would imagine that Chad's going to be giving tours afterwards. But what a great facility, not only for our region, but for Susquehanna County themselves. As a girl who was born and raised right here in this backyard, well, not this backyard, but over the mountain, it's incredible feeling to see such more businesses that are seeing the benefit of coming to our county and investing. I remember in high school, a lot of our businesses were leaving, so it's something to really rave about and be proud about. For sure. As mentioned from Bill, I am from the Northern Tier Industry and Education Consortium, that is a mouthful, NTIEC, for short. And for the last 26 years, we've made it our mission to bring employers such as GDS and our students in the Northern Tier together for conversations on our workforce and the demands that we need now and will be needing in the future. By exposing our students to the endless possibilities of careers we have here, we will be able to build the skilled workforce that we need now and in the future. Apprenticeships, as Bill mentioned, juniors and seniors, internships, workplace tours, and job shadowing experiences are just a few programs that play an important role in aligning students with their future careers. I cannot express it enough, and I know business-minded professionals here will agree, the need to obtain workers is a dire need in our region. On the weekly basis, my colleagues Colin Furneaux and Deb Tierney, we hear it time and time again that they're asking for more students, more opportunities of how we can engage these students to come here and work here in our region. They cannot find workers, period. I mean, that's something actually to be proud about, that we have an unemployment rate that's so low that they need more workers. On the other side, we, NTIC, being equally invested in our students, have plenty of young adults coming to us again now after they've entered college or some other form of higher education, looking for other possibilities because they are not happy with the pathway that they've created, unfortunately. I do want to mention, I just had dinner about 2 weeks ago with one of my girlfriends from college. We entered college. She progressed, got her master's and everything. We were talking over about student loans. She's in debt for $500,000. It baffled me. $500,000. That's $500,000 that she needs to pay back unless something happens. I doubt it. They're going to be looking for her, Sally Mae. But that's insane. And believe it or not, she is not working at what she went to school for. And that is the truth. It is important for our region's stakeholders, schools, businesses, organizations, parents, and our community as a whole to understand the workforce needs of the Northern Tier now and in the future. By having businesses such as GDS establish local roots here shows that they are committed to staying and hiring our people in Susquehanna County. Area students need to understand the value of having facilities such as the Susquehanna County Career and Technology Center and Lackawanna College School of Petroleum and Natural Gas that can help them earn degrees locally and will set them up for a long-lasting, family-sustaining career. For decades, we pushed the idea of college for all, and that clearly is just not the case. We need more educational alternative programs, such as the newly created CDL program that Commissioner Hall mentioned at the Career Technology Center. Our area saw the need for CDL drivers, and now we have an asset here to train and certify them and get them out working quicker. NTIC currently works with 17 school districts in 6 counties over the Northern Tier. And we are finally seeing that more students are also engaging in dual enrollment programs in high school. Many of you might not know what that means. This means that our students that are in these programs not only walk across the stage for their diploma, but they are also certified, and they are one step ahead of the game into becoming employed. I know that Chad will be mentioning the opportunities that GDS is able to provide, and we need to help him and the employees of GDS relate the information to our circles back home, colleagues, family members, friends, and our own children. Take every opportunity to educate yourselves to the pathways, employment possibilities that we have here in our region. Shadow days at the School of Petroleum Natural Gas, I know that Dr. Alice Davis would love to have interested people over there for tours at the Career Technology Center. And we have been very fortunate that GDS has seen the need for our career readiness programs as they continually partner with NTIC on several throughout the year. We are also lucky enough to have GDS's operations manager, Jack Gorman, on our board for the last few years as he values and sees the importance of educating our youth. Again, we are so fortunate to have a facility and organization like GDS come to our area, and we as a whole need to ensure that they stay around. In closing, I give my congratulations to GDS on their many accomplishments, and we are looking forward to help them achieve their workforce demands.